It's just funny every morning.
It's consistently good.
I'll drink to that.
It's the Heidi and Frank Show.
Now. On 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show. Yeah, scientists say they've discovered a way to reverse time. I don't know exactly what they're talking about there, but as far as just the reversing time, going back in time, the hypothetical that I'm proposing is, yeah, they figured out a way to go back in time. You can go back into your own life and change one thing in your history, but you can only do it one time. You try to do it twice and you vaporize. They figured that out. I'm still making stuff up.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But that's why you can't just keep going back in time and changing everything, because I mean, so you got to change one thing about your past. What would it be? 818-955-2955. I said, what would I go back and change? I would have never married my first wife.
Ooh, there was nothing.
I mean, I would have kept that a nano ship.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I didn't. All the wrong reasons. You know, I was in a place in my life where I thought socially I should be. You know, like, okay, I got the job. I got to, you know, I'm moving. And I just, for whatever reason, I thought, I need to take her with me. And I just should have said, you know what, I'm out of here and see ya. You know, it was like nice. We had a nice relationship. And left
your
it at that.
Your spidey senses were talking to you, but you felt the pressure because it's like.
Or whatever. Like, yeah, the social pressure. Okay. And just what I believed at the time, just being young. I was 27 years old when I got married, so I consider that super young to get married, even though my daughter got married at 27 years old. But
yeah. She's
way smarter than I was at 27. And so, and I gave her the same advice, you know. I would not have done it at all. Not that I would erase it completely, because I'd be like, I would go back and just erase the existence of my ex. I'm surprised Heidi didn't say she'd erase her ex.
No. I'm not that type of person, because I feel like, you know, now I'm in a relationship that I can completely,
you know, not, you, not, know what you should
take
do?
For granted.
Go back in time and kill the beautician that cut your wife's hair.
Now that ain't a bad idea.
Because that, how's her hair look? You went back.
It's not bad.
It's grown now, out, grown pretty fast.
Yeah, she's been doing like the kind of like.
You've been sneaking prenatals into her coffee.
Oh, it's folic acid all day, every day. Yeah, I tell her it's coffee creamer. I just stir it right on up in there and be like, you drink up. You want another glass? I'm making another cup.
But you were saying, you know, you don't want to go back in time and change anything because it's made you who you are.
It's made me, if I hated who I am and where I am and all that stuff, then maybe I'd do that. But my relationship that I'm in now, I won't take for granted, because I know how badly I wanted it and how badly I wish the other one had been different, you know. So, no, all of it has happened and made me who I am, and I like who I am, mostly. So,
well, at least someone does.
Well, and, you know, if I can't love me, how am I going to love anybody else? I mean, so, no, I...
But there's nothing like emos. I mean, you know, if she'd give a scalper $100, she'd have saw Black Sabbath at the Hollywood Bowl, but she never got to see Black Sabbath because now it's gone forever.
Yeah.
Not a chance in hell.
Mm-hmm.
$100. Going back in time, changed. I mean, easy change right there. I could have said, when I was standing at the altar and the person says, do you, Frank, take this woman to be your life? Have an holy day for her. And I just stood there.
That was your moment.
And my dad reaches up and he grabs my arm and the person says, do you, Frank? Again, and I go, I heard you.
Oh,
that was what the whole church heard, was I heard you.
That was your
moment.
And
I should have said, I can't do this. The runaway groom. I mean, but obviously, once again, socially trying to be in the, I guess, the rows that they put you in. Okay, you should be here now.
The labels.
The steps you take. Okay, you did this, you did this, you did this. Now you're doing this. Now it's time to get married. Now it's time to have a kid. Now it's time to do this, time to do that. I was just locked into that staircase of what your life is supposed to look like. How society just kind of builds that staircase for you and tells you that's success.
Yeah.
And plus, everybody was already there. And I didn't want to I'm going to look like, you know, everyone's going to be so pissed and her family. But it's like, this is your life.
I know.
Walk away. Run. Whatever you got to do. And I should have known. Yeah, right then, feeling, when I didn't say yes right away, because, like, I'm so excited. I know what the line is. I'll say yes early.
Yeah, I think the problem with that, Frank, is that when people have cold feet, or what's talked about in weddings is cold feet, a lot of people, like in your moment there, you're like, that's just normal. I'm just going like, whoa, this is big. Like your body, your everything about your being was like, this is huge.
Yeah. Whatever my soul star child is out there that's like, like watching my, you know, my human dream happening was like, don't.
Or
do
your future
it.
You that knew something. Yeah. And then, but you, but people chalk that up as cold feet. Like, come on, buddy. It's normal. It's normal. It's just cold feet. You're good. But I don't know that cold feet is normal.
If I'd have gone back in time, I opened up the doors and was like, no.
Right. Does it, your future you goes back and yourself? Is there anyone now
I graduate myself.
Think these two people shall not be wed. Speak now or forever hold your peace and church doors open.
Yeah.
And it's you.
And I stand up and I'm wearing a sombrero and a mustache disguise.
Francisco here.
No. And then, then I sit back down. Don't do it.
Who is that?
And then I sit back down.
Who is that? Is that on your side or my side? Where did he stand up for him? It happens so fast.
What the hell is that guy doing? Yeah.
Who invited
him? You can't do it. Can't. I said can't.
Was that one of the guys you used to work with at Chi Chi's? Who was that?
That's what I would change. I mean, maybe a lot of people who've been divorced might go back and do that. I mean, I never had any kids with my first wife, so it's like
Frank,
I don't have
I don't know.
A legacy. It was like, well, at least we have our kids. Yeah. I love my children. Without that bitch, I wouldn't have these kids. Yeah. There's nothing like that. I don't even know where the hell she is now. I mean,
but don't you think?
I want nothing but the best for her. Like, whatever. If she went off and, you know, found love and has a wonderful life, perfect. I have no disdain. It's just like, we never should have done that. She probably say the same thing. You know, we never should have done it. Never, ever.
But don't you think that going through that the first time? Now, go with me here. Going through that the first time.
No. No, right. Go ahead.
You're one of the best improv guys I know. No, don't you think, though, that because you've been with your wife, you just had your recent anniversary, August 13th or so, was it?
22 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't you think that your first marriage, and even though it was short, made you a better husband now?
No.
Really?
No.
That you went, well, that's what it was, and I wasn't ready to do it, but I'm ready to.
No. I mean, I wasn't even planning on marrying my second wife when I found out, you know, that I had a daughter, and then we went back and rekindled an old flame together, you know, and I think I needed that space, that 5 years from each other anyway. It's probably the best thing that ever happened because we had tried to do it, you know, like, I'm pregnant. I'm like, okay. Yeah. And we tried to do it. We wouldn't be together either because we were both young and dumb.
Right. You needed that time.
I mean, what were you then? Like 23? No, I was 25. 25 when that happened. And I was like, I was even dumber at 25 than I was at 27. So, no, I mean, it did make me a better person. We needed that 5 years apart to be better people. And I saw her as a different person when I saw her again. I was already a different person, not because I got divorced.
Okay.
But it's like.
Just age and time and.
Yeah, just age and time and growing up.
Damn.
And seeing those big brown eyes of hers. Mm-hmm. And that big fine ass.
You fell all over again.
And then tatas.
And that's how Kale was created.
And that's how she got pregnant with Kale. And we had to get married because she ran out of health insurance. So whatever. We're still together 22 years. And I wouldn't change a damn thing about that.
Yeah, there you go.
The good and the bad and that roller coaster it's been. That exactly. She's my crazy love and I wouldn't change a damn thing.
There you go.
Did you know Sylvester Stallone is on his third marriage, though?
No.
Yeah, the first one was Rocky, and the second one was Rocky 2.
God, how do we get a divorce? You and
oh,
I.
My God.
Oh, my God,
I got you again.
I'll go back and change that joke.
You guys, I got to get out of this with him. I don't know what.
You don't know?
You need to sign these papers. I gotta go.
All right, we got some calls coming in. Are we doing, I guess, this last round of like?
No.
Go.
I see the calls.
Let's take some calls. And Johnny's been over here racking his brain because, I mean, he's made so many mistakes, it's hard to pick. All right, so let's see. Eric, not buying Bitcoin early. You know, lame. This isn't going back and getting Apple when it was 80 cents.
Right.
I mean, it's like, I get the right lottery tickets. It's like, I don't think it's going to change your life either way. If you were rich as hell right now, you'd still be that same dumbass.
Yeah.
So something's going to change, like you being dumb. Like, you had no idea, but like knowing the future of like, oh, I'd done something to make myself money in the cheat way of going back in time is lame. That's a horrible answer. So hang up, Eric, loser. I said hang up, Eric. Eric, what don't you understand about hanging up?
Hey, you guys. I'm getting mad.
Come on, come up with something better, Eric, than going back and buying Bitcoin. You know you effed up many times in your life that a simple turn left instead of a turn right would have changed everything. What was it?
The fact that it would have never put me in the position to eff up the way I would have.
Oh, because you effed up trying to get money? You were
No, I effed up being in places where meeting certain people, and if I was in a different area, I wouldn't have met those people. Everyone can relate things to one mistake. Well, you know what? This mistake could, when my first job, I skipped, because of the whole pyramid scheme that were going on at the time.
Yep.
I was like, no, I'm not buying that. It's a pyramid scheme. And then I went on to live a life, you know, in the streets and meeting bad women, having kids and, you know, making horrible decisions. But that could have made a better decision for my family, and I would have been in a better place. All right.
So you were saying that you had somebody come up to you and go, hey, man.
You had an opportunity.
There's this Bitcoin thing going on right now. Do you want to go get in on it? And you're like, no. I mean, like, you had an opportunity to buy Bitcoin.
I was cashing my check, and they had one of those little stands right there, and it was at a smoke shop, and the guy was like, oh, buy Bitcoin. It's new. And I looked at it, and I said, you're crazy, bro. The people just went to jail for pyramid schemes. I'm not doing that. Right. And then here we go. It was like $4 at the time for a coin.
All right. Maybe because you had an opportunity.
There you go.
Not like now that you know what Bitcoin is, and but you knew about it back then, and you had an opportunity to buy it,
offered.
And you didn't buy it. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're not a total loser.
Damn it.
Yeah, but everybody who says they buy, I'd go back and buy Bitcoin, like, you'd probably sell it off before it got to the point.
Like Anthony did.
Exactly.
Sold it off.
Oh, yeah, I bought it at $4. Sense. I sold it for $13, man. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, look how much I made. Oh, nobody well, thank you, hold Eric. On thank you. For that long.
Yeah, it's...
All right, Nathan says getting married to his current wife.
Ooh, he changed that.
Oh.
All right, Nathan.
Good morning, Heidi and Frank.
Good morning.
All right, you're going back in time. You're going back to the time that you were on the altar with your current wife, and you'd have ran. But why?
So 2 years ago, big day of the wedding, I didn't want to get married. I knew I wanted to marry her one day, but she's 7 years older than me, so she was really pushing it.
Clock
I'm pushing
was
it thing. I'm not getting any younger, so I'm like, okay, you know what? Let's just jump in it. Let's do it. And she's an attorney, and I was just working at Marriott. So, you know, there's a big money difference, and she was okay with it. It was no problem. But then a couple months after we got married, it became a problem. I'm uneducated. I don't have a college degree, this and that. I'm not doing enough. And it's still that same way to this day. Even though I am going to college now, it's just, she's just always complaining about how I'm terrible, and her family also complains that I'm nothing big in life, just like she
you
is.
You have no ambition.
Did you sign a prenup?
Exactly. She made me sign a prenup, too. And still to this day, I get told that I'm only with her for her money, even though I never touch her money. And I contribute as much as I can, but I never touch her money. I'm like, dude, what do you want from me, lady? Like, I don't understand. I signed the prenup. I did everything you wanted. I married you, even though you pressured me into it, and I did want to marry her, but I thought it was way too soon. And
how old is this woman?
And I'm just she's 36 and I'm 29.
Are you going to get out of this? If there's a prenup, then it means like, oh well, it sounds like it's pretty clean. If you wanted to,
yeah,
just
you don't
pay.
Use
well,
her,
we do
you don't use her money, then you know, get out.
Right, I get that, but we do have an 8-month-old baby now, and I swear he is the only thing that's just keeping me there, because I don't want him to have separate parents.
Well, you know, how about doing that one thing that has been reverse genderism and go, I'm going to take the baby because you're a lawyer and you work a lot. And I know lawyers work a lot. And so
she does.
You become stay-home dad and you get that child support. Get yourself
Trad dad, baby.
Yeah. And then you get that
check.
That's
exactly her worst fear of me being a stay-at-home dad. And
do it.
Nothing. Just do it, huh?
So
do
she wants
it.
To waste money on child care as opposed to having the daddy stay home and take care of the baby?
Yeah, you signed that prenup. Now that you got a baby involved, you become the custody person and move out, and the baby lives with you and goes and visits mom on the weekends because she's too busy being a lawyer because she can't quit because she got to pay for all this baby and you.
Right. Well, I think she's a damn good lawyer, though. So that's why I'm afraid of taking her to court and losing, because she knows what she's doing and I really don't.
And he works.
That's the only issue where I'm like, uh-oh. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that she can fight. You're a loser. That you have nothing going on, and you can spend all your time with that baby. And then she's going to fight that she has to work all the time. So who's she going to hire a nanny to raise the baby when you're there? You're going to get it.
Yeah, that's
maybe
true.
Maybe get a lawyer.
That's
maybe,
true.
Don't just listen to us. Maybe get a lawyer and see what your options are there. Mm-hmm. Cause, and then and then touch her money, but you're touching it right through her child.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, do it. Thank you. It.
She doesn't want to be a lawyer anymore. That's the thing. Like, she wants him to step up so he takes over.
Well,
so
sorry.
She can be at home.
Sorry.
And I'm working on it, but she still can't stop complaining about
it. What are you going to college for now?
Accounting. So I'm 2 years in. I just need two more years.
Okay. Yeah, that'll cheer you up.
CPA?
Becoming an accountant.
Oh, hell no. It sounds boring, but I mean, I want to make some money for my family. So for my son, really.
All right.
There's good money in that. It's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be, but.
Oh, Jesus. What a mess.
I mean, when you're sitting there and calling your current wife because she's older than you, hey, lady, what do you want?
Yeah.
I mean, how
he
close?
He called her lady, and he also called her dude.
Yeah, how close are you?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, be a stay-at-home dad. Way, it's way more fun to be an accountant. I mean, it might be. It's a tough job. I'm not saying stay-at-home dad, mom, whatever. It's not a tough job being single and raising a kid. But if you can stay home, she's a lawyer, and you can live off that and be there for your kid. And
which, by the way, it's really not fair
for a good
dad.
Like that
either.
Last guy who had the crap dad, you stay home, be a good dad.
Mm-hmm. Be a good dad,
but that's what she wants to do. She wants to be the stay-at-home.
Well, sorry.
I get
she
it.
Married.
I mean, get it.
This is a gender reversal right here. Stay home, well, and say that's what you're going to do.
She should go back in time and change the fact that she wanted to be a lawyer.
That's right.
Or she should say, listen, I married you. You worked at Marriott. She knew who she was marrying. So don't marry me and then get pissed that you married me because I didn't
like
have
she's the first woman in the world, Heidi's wanted to change a man.
Mm. Or just changed her mind. And
what woman has ever
do?
Accepted the guy she knew she was marrying? No, it's I can fix him.
Well, that's on her. I mean,
that's
she,
I mean,
she married a guy who worked at Marriott. She knows that
80% of women think they can change their man. And that's a mistake.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Except the things you cannot change.
Mm-hmm. Damn, someone's been to AA.
Change the things you can and be wise enough to know the difference.
Yeah, someone doesn't have her button, though.
Oh, I got no chips, baby. Only potato. She was raging up. No chips. I'm not a quitter.
Yeah, the only chips she has have sour cream and onion on them. All right. Wish he didn't go rock climbing because he lost his chances of being an athlete. All right. Hello, Yaya.
What's going on, guys? How are you guys doing today?
All right. So you're going back in time. You can change one thing in your life. What would it be?
Well, I moved to Mammoth when I was 17 to become an Olympic skier, Super G downhill. And one day I decided to go rock climbing instead of skiing and fell off a 42-foot cliff and broke back, heels, ankles, legs, wheelchair for 2 years. And that was 31 years ago, and I'm still paying for it now to this day. I wake up in pain, and I go to sleep in pain.
God.
And you were going to be a competitive Super G downhill Olympic, you know.
Correct.
Skier. That could have led to endorsements. That could have led to becoming an instructor.
And how old were you at the time? God. 17?
17. I actually turned 18 2 weeks before I fell off the cliff.
Oh, my God.
Here's the problem
up in
that.
Living up in Mammoth.
Your life is basically Final Destination. If you didn't fall off that, you would have been in some skiing accident that would have done the exact same thing to you. And you would end up in the exact same spot you are today, even though you went back and changed
you say
things.
He'd be calling, I should have gone rock climbing that day.
Yeah.
Just like the first caller, I get it. You know, sometimes you just can't do that because it's made my life to what it is now.
Yeah.
But
what do you do now?
I do flagging for with the windmill operations out in Oklahoma and Kansas and North Dakota and all over the place.
Nothing related to anything in that.
Well, no.
No, it's the only thing I can do now because I'm just sitting in my car all day. I can't work a normal job because of how messed up my back and my legs are. I'm losing all my feeling from my waist down again, and it's getting worse.
My God, dude. You want a tank top? I mean, that's all I got really for you. I can't really help you out with the whole
thing. That ought to fix it.
But at least, they're not pants. I mean, you can put it.
How about a VIP, man?
All right. Are you a medium? I got a men's tank top right here, too.
I am large.
Yeah, I guess
he doesn't move around.
That's going to be a large. I'll give you a VIP so you can watch the show anytime, and maybe you can get this IQ Chef IQ that they're giving away for the Give Back giveaway for the month of August for all VIPs. So stay on hold. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
Yeah. My God.
Yeah, hang in there, man.
Rock climber. Nicely done, Jordan. He should have hung in there.
Yeah, Jordan. You insensitive. Okay. Put tank down.
They got his name. What's up, yeah?
There we go. You were echoing all through the valley.
Horrible.
Bouncing off.
So he could say that was his rock bottom.
Oh,
Johnny.
Wow.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Nicely
done. All right. Thank you, everybody, who are telling us your wonderful stories of going back in time and changing one thing about your life. Johnny is still, he'll come up with something someday and we'll do this again.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. But we got to do the track.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.